Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, today is a big primary day across the country. We'll look ahead to the midterm elections and one race in New Mexico.
But first, President Obama is on an overseas trip, but he's being overshadowed by his own headline, the controversy over the trade of POW Bo Bergdahl, held by the Taliban, for five Taliban prisoners. We're going to pick up on that. But first, the message the president is trying to get out. He first spoke today from a military hangar in Warsaw, Poland, where he said the American commitment to NATO allies is sacrosanct. And later, he proposed a plan for a $1 billion fund to try to ease nervousness in Eastern European countries after Russia's intervention in Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing a new initiative to bolster the security of our NATO allies here in Europe. Under this effort and with the support of Congress, the United States will pre-position more equipment in Europe. We will be expanding our exercises and training with allies to increase the readiness of our forces.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley is traveling with the president in Warsaw. And Scott, a little more about this plan. Is the president talking about moving more troops into Eastern Europe? What's the goal?
That's right. They're calling this the European Reassurance Initiative, the goal to reassure allies in Central and Eastern Europe who've been watching warily the events in Ukraine. And with this money, they would be able to do more of the kinds of thing they're already doing. Of course, shortly after Russian troops took control in Crimea, the U.S. dispatched more F-16s to Poland on a rotating basis, along with the ground support team that goes with them. And this $1 billion would allow more of that sort of thing, more rotating forces, air and naval forces and ground forces coming into the area, more joint exercises, more planning, more effort to build the readiness to defend these countries.
And more money. Is it going to get approval from Congress?
Well, of course, it's always dicey to get, especially the president's critics, to sign on to additional spending. But this is the kind of thing that the hawks in Congress have been saying they want to see more of. So it's going to be tough to say we don't want to spend money in the face of what would be perceived as Russian aggression.
Yeah. Well, we've read one purpose of this trip is to draw attention to Putin's role in Ukraine. First of all, how's Russia likely to respond to this idea of this buildup?
Well, Russia may not like this. They may describe this as a provocation. But, you know, I had a meeting last week with the Polish ambassador to the United States who said when Poland joined NATO, there were assurances given that there would be no provocation directed at Russia. But he basically said Russia's taken the first move here and they've done the provoking. So they're determined to see this kind of increase. In addition, Poland is promising to increase its own defense spending to 2% of its total economy, which would be a step up. And the president said other NATO allies need to think about increasing their defense spending as well.
Yeah. And Scott, the two leaders are expected to attend D-Day ceremonies on Friday. What's the choreography going on behind the scenes? Is there a hope that they will cross paths at, maybe a sacred place, a calming place, or are people trying to help them avoid each other?
Well, there is no formal meeting between President Obama and Vladimir Putin expected there on Normandy, but the president was asked about this today, and he said, I'm sure I'll see him. He'll be there, and it's important to recognize Russia's role in World War II, which is what this Normandy celebration at the end of the week is all about. Of course, bookending this trip is a celebration tomorrow of the 25th anniversary of Poland's first free election, which was really the first crack in the Berlin Wall and began the downfall of the Soviet Empire. So you've got these two sort of historic milestones on either end of this trip. And of course, hanging it over it all is the very real present day threat of what's happening in Ukraine.
And that's, again, what the president would probably want to focus on. But as we said, at home, the press is afire with the controversy over Bo Bergdahl. Let's just take that up for a second. This morning, Scott, CNN actually cut away from the president's briefing with the Polish president, saying things like, well, we'll come back if the president is asked about Bo Bergdahl. So obviously it's overshadowing things. Questions about whether Congress should have been consulted on his release and questions about whether Bo Bergdahl should be court-martialed when he comes home since he walked off his base. Today, Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he would consider it.
And then the third question, just to add, is you know, what guarantee do we have that the five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo who were released in exchange for Bo Bergdahl won't be back on the battlefield? So the president didn't really address the question of Bergdahl's own status. He said, look, we're not questioning the guy right now. We're trying to help him recover after 5 years in captivity. So he didn't really address that. He did talk about the idea of whether adequate notice was given to Congress. He said that the administration had consulted with Congress over time about the possibility of this kind of swap, although aides concede that in this case the deal came together rapidly, and so the 30-day notice was not given. And then he did talk about the assurances that the Qataris have given that these detainees will not be back on the battlefield, at least for a year. There's no guarantee, the president said, but he said he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't think it was in the interest of national security.
And again, he's got a week ahead of him of trying to keep the focus on his trip to Europe. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley traveling with the president this week. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.